Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Gymnastics.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Gymnastics. The Tigers wrapped up the regular season with their best road score of the year on Saturday in Nashville. Auburn now gears up for the SEC Championships. The Tigers will compete Saturday at 2:30 in New Orleans. Joined now by Tigers head coach Jeff Graba. Auburn with its best road score of the year, 197.575. Congratulations. To great way to end the regular season for you, coach.
Yeah, really good. Really happy with the performance. I think the girls really rose to the occasion. And, you know, it's a tough environment. It's a four-team meet. We had number 15 Ohio State there with us, as well as number 6 Kentucky. So, and we were really tight with Kentucky all the way till the very end. So, you know, still some room for improvement, but we got a lot accomplished. We really took a step forward on all the events, and we came out relatively healthy, knock on wood. So
you mentioned last week was the first of now several podium competitions for you. And you thought that going from the first week on the podium to the second week on the podium, you should see improved scores, and that was certainly the case.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Feel like you got to go through the growing pains a little bit. And we have a lot of young people on our team right now that haven't had a lot of a podium experience. So we're sort of split in half. The 2 years before this, we had, you know, Darion and Suni and those guys had a ton of podium experience. So anytime we can get on a podium is helpful. And I think, you know, Baton Rouge was really actually a really big step forward for us. It wasn't the cleanest meet. It wasn't the best meet. But we got a lot of kinks out of the system. And I think you saw the benefit of that this weekend, where we just took another big step forward. So hopefully we can continue to do that as we go into next Saturday. And there's a positive. The podium's going to be the same. The equipment's going to be the same. It's a quad meet. And we just got to, you know, put our best foot forward.
Give us a couple of the highlights from the performances this past weekend, coach.
Well, I think, you know, I don't think you can start the conversation right now without saying, like, Cassie Stevens wins the all-around, the Kentucky Raina Worley. I think she's ranked in the top 5 right now in the all-around. So Cassie's just proving that she can compete with anybody in the country, and she sort of sets the tone for our team. Our beam and floor were phenomenal. So basically everybody on beam and floor should be talked about. We went 49.475 on beam and a 49.525 on floor, which really puts you a 49.5 on all the events, probably wins you the national championship. So if we can just continue to get a little closer on the final events, Aria Brush led off our bar routines with a 9.95. If we can do that here in the postseason, we're going to be in really good shape. So a lot of real positive things coming out of, well, for me, last, was it 14 hours ago or something?
Right. How do you approach this week before you head down to New Orleans, coach?
Well, I mean, that is the one dilemma right now. So we had a Saturday meet. We're going to another Saturday meet, and we've got Friday practice down there. So it's more like just managing the bodies, making sure that we're getting healthy and that we can put our best foot forward when we're down there, when we need to. So we'll do some light stuff today, try to go over, you know, some of the positives and negatives over the last meet and some of the things that we want to accomplish down at in New Orleans. But, you know, it's one full speed Tuesday, probably as hard as we can push them. And then a light Thursday before we, you know, head out and have a full speed practice on Friday. So two huge days of practice and then competition. Let's see what happens.
Auburn will compete Saturday at 2:30 in the afternoon session of the SEC Championship. Who are the four teams, including Auburn, that you'll be competing against, coach?
We're all sort of neck and neck right now. So it's going to be Missouri and us, Arkansas and Georgia. So, you know, and everybody's, I think we're all in the top 18 right now in the country. So everybody's sort of jammed neck and neck, and this score, not only SEC placement is important, but this is your last final meet that you can count towards postseason rankings. So seeding into the tournament. So There's a lot on the line this Saturday.
Hesitate to ask this question of you. Do you have a score in mind on Saturday that not only puts you in good spot with the SEC championships, but as you look forward now to the NCAA regionals coming up as well?
Yeah, honestly, that's probably, it's been in my mind the last couple of, as the season's progressed, a 197.5, which we actually beat that this last Saturday. If we could do basically that again, every time we do that, we should be able to get all the way through the tournament and get to the Sweet 16. Now it's going to take probably a little bit more, maybe a little more scoring potential in the Sweet 16. But if we can hit our stride as a mid 197 team right now, we're going to be in really good shape.
All right. Big week coming up. The Tigers compete at 2:30 on Saturday in the SEC Championships in New Orleans. It's an afternoon session for the Tigers. Auburn against Arkansas, Missouri, and Georgia in that afternoon. Coach, wish you all the best. Safe travels and War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Jeff Graba on This Week in Auburn Gymnastics.